from the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Hello to you. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, on this wonderful Wednesday together, the 10th day of March. How you doing, my friend? I'm still sipping on my very first cup of coffee this morning, believe it or not. It has been an incredible morning so far, and as we look at the weather forecast, it's a little cool this morning. In fact, a little froggy, as my little kids would say. Foggy as you get up and get going and moving through your day. You want to grab your sweater. It will get up to about 55 degrees today. That's good with the sun poking through. And certainly I've been encouraging and challenging everybody when you're going on your normal drive to work or wherever you're going, your morning routine. Look for the cherry blossoms. Look for the daffodils. Spring is right around the corner. And speaking of spring, don't forget this Sunday is when we spring ahead in our time changes, right? So the warmer weather is on the way, and I'm excited because according to the weather forecast I'm staring at right now, it looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday, there's sunshine in the forecast. Yay, we could see temperatures this weekend in the 60s. That's a good news for those of you that have been working really diligently and cleaning all the limbs and the things, the debris from middle of February, right? We need a little warmer, drier weather, right, to get that all accomplished. So glad to have you tuned in this morning. I'm Stacy Ann, and we are here, Reliable News Talk Radio. We really are here to encourage you in your morning, and we have a big change happening next week. On the 15th, starting on Monday, we have a program note change, okay? So what this looks like is from 6 until 7, Jeff will be on with Political Coffee. Then from 7 until 9, it'll be live with Brian Kilmeade, okay? From 9 to 10, it'll be live with me, Good Morning Salem. And then Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA is joining our live morning, and I'm so excited to have him. He was at CPAC a couple weeks ago, and he had a booth that was almost like a mile long. It was like the biggest booth in the whole CPAC Central with all kinds of good information, and they really focus on college campuses and high school campuses and really embracing the information in the schools and helping students. I love his focus. I love his energy. He's going to be up until noon here every single day, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, noon to 3 is Sean Hannity. And from 3 to 6 will be Mark Levin. And 6 o'clock will be Dan Bongino. So mark your calendar next week, starting next Monday. I'll be on at 9 a.m. in the morning, not at 8 a.m. So we'll do some promotion and remind you. So if you tune in at 8, you'll get Brian Kilmeade, which is not a bad thing. He's very, very good. So the other thing I'm really excited about that's been going on, and as you drive around Salem, if you're in the Salem area, you're going to start seeing these billboards popping up, and I love it. It's people like holding out to the side their masks, you know, and we're really promoting and branching out with the Safe Air Network. I encourage you to go to safeairnetwork.com. We have this pure and clean technology, NASA certified, 99.9% reduction in airborne SARS-CoV-2 viral particles in the air and surfaces within 3 minutes. Want to learn more about the Safe Air Network? Go to safeairnetwork.com. Find out how you can get it in your car, your home, your office, your school, your business. We're really excited about that, kicking that off. Now, today's show is brought to you by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. If you need anything insurance, get a hold of Bill, sunderlandagency.com, or give him a call, 503-885-0789. Now, an effort to keep us plugged into our community, I've been really excited about this interview for many reasons. And even listening this morning to Jeff Croft's story, and he had people calling in and talking about what's going on. And there's a lot of parents are disturbed in the public school system right now with just the ability to be able to go to sporting events, things like that, being engaged in the process. And there's a dad that called in pretty upset. I think his name was Bill, on the fact that his son was playing football and the parents weren't allowed to attend and watch. And as a grandparent and a parent, you know, I can't imagine not being able to be there for my son's basketball games and my son's football games. And my brothers played baseball here in Salem. And I remember playing baseball or softball. Actually, I didn't play baseball. Softball and basketball. And I'd always look in the crowd for my parents. There was just something about that. Even when I sang in choir at Sprague High School, I would look out and try to find my parents in the crowd. And I just can't imagine how tough that is. And I think a part of growing kids, raising them, promoting them out of the home is that participation and that affirmation of the parents and the kid, what their kids are doing, particularly this last year. And I think it's really important that we as parents do our part to stay engaged in the process. And we have an opportunity here in our community, in our state, to really take an active role in our kids' education. And I think the silver lining of COVID this last year is people are looking at how to do school differently. And they're looking at maybe taking a little more proactive look and putting them into charter schools and looking at academies and ways that they can have a little more hands-on, who encourage parent involvement. It's kind of a contrast, isn't it? Whoever thought this day and age parents would be so isolated from what their children are doing in a day-to-day process? And it makes you pause a little bit, right? Well, I'm really excited to introduce to you this beautiful woman who's sitting here in the studio with me. Her name is Angie Smith. Good morning, Angie. How are you today?
Good morning, Stacey Ann. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, talk to us a little bit about where you're from and what you're doing these days.
Well, I recently moved to Salem. I'm the manager of counseling services at Willamette Connections Academy, mm-hmm. which is a free online charter school based out of Sile.
Oh, excellent. And how long has this been going on, Willamette Academy?
Well, Willamette Connections Academy, this is actually our second year, but Connections Academy has been in the state of Oregon for almost 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. And so what was the start of it? Why did it get started?
Well, I think that families want to have an option. I think that some students don't thrive in a bricks and mortar environment, and mm-hmm. they need to have options. And this is a great option. We've been an online academy for many years. This is what we do. And so for all these other schools that are now having to do a hybrid or an online type school with this COVID thing, it's something we've been doing all along.
Tell me a little bit about your background in education and how you got into this online learning.
Well, I've been in education for about 15 years. I was a middle school teacher. I was a math teacher. I was an elementary teacher. I did a lot of different things. And I had a friend who joined Connections Academy when I lived in Nevada, mm-hmm. and she raved about her experience as a teacher. So I joined Connections Academy in Nevada as well, and I have not looked back since, and that was 11 years ago. I have enjoyed this, being able to be more involved in students' lives, being able to have the parents more involved in their students' education. I've enjoyed this format. In fact, my own daughter graduated from Nevada Connections Academy, and it has prepared her to be more successful. She's now in a college in Great Britain right now doing her master's degree, and she has told me that the study skills and the methods that she learned while she was at Connections Academy have helped her become more successful in her educational career.
It's interesting watching the development of the online education piece over the last 5 years, really. I know having had a student in college about 10 years ago, initially when they were talking about doing distance learning or online, they weren't really supportive of that, you know, and then it was forced this year. You know, you guys had kind of the cutting edge. You already had it figured out and could lead the way. And there probably wasn't as many bumps in the road for you as there were for some of the others in this area. Tell me something about parent involvement. How you talked a little bit about you encourage parents. What do you do with the parents?
Well, we have what we call an educational triad, and that includes a triangle, sort of, if mm-hmm. you look at it that way. We have the student at the helm, and then we have the parent, and then we have the teacher. Mm. And that is the support that we offer. The parent who wants to be involved in their student's education, this is the format for you, because we have a lot of opportunities for the parent to be able to see exactly what the students are doing and to be involved and help them with their schedule. When they attend a live lesson, the parent knows that. Mm-hmm. Our live lesson is like an online classroom where we interact in real time with students, with teachers, and it's a wonderful program. But the parents really have a lot of support. We have what's called a learning coach. Mm-hmm. A parent can be a learning coach. And we have lots of support called Learning Coach Central, where we have webinars and lots of different opportunities for the teachers and the parents and the student to all come together in the student's learning.
That's really encouraging because I have a friend who has a student in Newburgh in middle school. And his work performance, you know, everybody's been working at home and trying to help their kids go to school. And his work performance went down because he was literally right beside his son trying to do the education and encourage him to stay engaged in the process. I love this triangle. What a great method. And so talk to us a little bit about how this works. There's someone listening, maybe a grandparent or a parent listening now, and they're like, I want to know how this actually works. How do I get a student involved? How is it paid for? All of those kinds of things.
Well, fortunately, Willamette Connections Academy is a tuition-free online public charter school, and we're based out of SIO. We are excited to have our enrollment to be the point this year where we actually had to put a cap on our enrollment. We had such enrollment. We had so many students. But it's a wonderful opportunity for students and parents to come together in the students' educational quest to learn more.
And so it's tuition free. And then if it's online, so is there, if there, this parent in Newburgh wanted his son to be involved in your school, that this is something that he's able to register for?
Absolutely. Enrollment is open right now for the next school year.
Oh, I love it.
We're actually having an info session tonight that our principal, Chris Long, will be leading.
Okay. And so talk to me a little bit about the staff structure then of your charter school.
Well, we have state-certified teachers. We have a lot of our teachers, most of them have master's degrees, and many of them are national certified. And we really promote online lifetime learning. We really promote that learning for not only for teachers, but we encourage our students to always reach as high as they can.
I love it. And how many students do you have currently?
About 2,000 right now.
Incredible. And from what grade to what grade?
K through 12.
Oh my goodness. That is such an encouraging. See, I'm new back to Oregon about a year ago. I moved here. And so I'm learning all the different types of schooling. And of course, everything got upended with a public school. And what a great supportive system that you have. What are you finding as far as your statistics in graduation rates and things like that? Are you finding that it's they're going on to college, things like that?
We really promote that. In our school, we actually promote the social-emotional learning aspect quite a bit, especially we found in this COVID situation that students really, I'm going to quote a silly quote, but I'm going to say it anyway, students really need to Maslow before they can bloom, meaning all their needs need to be met socially, emotionally, and physically, and in every way before they can actually, you know, tune in to actually learning what needs to be presented to them.
You are spot on. And I want to talk a little bit more about that after this break, because my background, and I think your background too, is very similar in dealing with the humanity side of individuals. And it again proven that if we give them what they need, then and they feel safe and secure, then the blooming can happen. I want to talk a little more about that and your background specifically when we get back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are so excited to have guests in to talk about options for our school and for our children and our grandchildren. And I know, friends, I cannot imagine. I've said this time and time again. I have a daughter in South Dakota, and she's got my granddaughter who just turned 9, and trying to figure out how to work, how to get the schooling accomplished. It's been a challenging time for them, and certainly on our kids' mental health and our parents' mental health, and even grandma, me, wondering and worrying about them. These are all things we need to talk about. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. We'll be back.
Hey, yeah, you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Together on this wonderful Wednesday, it's 8:22 in the morning, and right now here at the KSLM studios, it is 38 degrees, and as you're getting out and about today, it's that complete contrast that's going to happen in the weather. The fog is here. My young kids would say it was froggy, Mommy, And it is a little froggy out there, so grab that sweater and coat when you head out the door and know that it will get warmer, about 54 degrees. I didn't do it today, I wore boots today, but usually when it breaks over 50, I've done this even when I lived in South Dakota, I was like, it's sandal time, right? But today I grabbed my boots and decided not to wear sandals. But as you move through this week, we're going to see temperatures in the 60s, and that's definitely time for sandals. We're continuing the conversation this morning, and I'm really excited to have Angie Smith in the studio with me today. And I've just been stirred up, Angie, about our kids. I've been really concerned about education this last year, and I think of even younger kids, kindergartners and second graders, and in the Statesman Journal it says for the first time this year, you know, second and third graders are getting face-to-face instruction, and the picture has them all spaced out and masks, and still that spirit in my mind, still the isolation and so much change and so many differences. And I love the fact that your academy and the culture that you develop, that you have developed, you're the founding fathers and mothers of your organization and your school and the charter school, they were ahead of the curve. They had a plan. You've had this established. So when COVID hit, and all of a sudden now the bricks and mortar schools are trying to figure this out and in a sense building it as they're doing it, and the kids are trying to figure out how to, I was very, very stirred up. And the other part that I'm stirred up about is the mental health component of children and the families and the struggle, this inner struggle. Like, you know, I used to say this with my kids when I would help them with their homework, but when they wanted me to do their homework, and this was, you know, I'd say, wait, I already have my college degree. I've already done the work. You need to figure this out. I'll assist you, but you need to do the work yourself, the hard work yourself. So I'm thinking about these parents who are like, they're under the stress of their kids need to get this information. And the kids are, they had never been introduced. Maybe they had computers in their class, but nothing to this level. Talk to me a little bit about how your charter school and how you're addressing the emotional, the physical, all of the, you know, we talked about Maslow's law and making sure that they have their needs met before they can bloom, right before we went to break. Talk to us a little bit more about that and how you're addressing that.
Well, Stacey Ann, as we know, this COVID crisis has created a lot of anxiety, not only in parents, but in students. And we've noticed a major increase in students coming to us with anxiety. We have three of our staff members are certified trauma practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
We very much rely on our knowledge of social-emotional learning. We do a lot of one-on-one, either face-to-face virtual live lessons or meet face-to-face virtually in a Zoom room or different things like that, phone calls, texting. We have a lot of supports that we offer to our students who sometimes a student just needs to know that there's an adult out there who mm-hmm. cares about them. Some of our students really have said that it's made a big difference in their life to know that they have teachers, counselors, advisory teachers that they can turn to, not only to talk about what's going on with their academics, but it's that social-emotional piece that matters.
Well, and the beautiful thing about that, oftentimes, especially if you're a new student in a big school, I think about some of the people I would friend that came to Sprague High School when I was there. I was like the welcoming committee. A lot of my friends were new people coming in, you know, and they didn't have anybody to sit with. Come sit with me, things like that. You know, you get in a classroom of 35 people and you just kind of blend in. I love the beautiful part of this is there's no one overlooked here. They can make sure that they have the credits they need. Do you find students coming to you with great deficiencies in their education?
We do have some credit deficient students, and we work out a plan to help them become successful. The beauty of our online school that we've been doing all along is that it's self-customizable in some ways. It's very flexible. For example, we have some students who want to do a block schedule, and so instead we have that flexibility that we offer that. Some students may want to just do math on Monday mm-hmm. and language arts on Tuesday, and you can do that in our school. In a bricks and mortar school, even though they're doing a great job with what they're doing, they don't offer that type of flexibility.
Well, and the beautiful part about that, with that individualized communication and the students responding, they can pick and choose alongside with the parents of what works with their personality and their challenges. Now, do you, your school have an accommodation for those that have special needs, maybe are on an IEP or, you know, have some emotional support that they need?
We do provide a full specialized instruction for students on individual education plans. Mm-hmm. And we have a special populations manager and a whole team of highly certified teachers.
Having been a foster mom and working with foster children, I know many times our kids had special needs and needed accommodation. And it was really tough. The teachers did the best they can. But again, in that cookie cutter school system, it makes it very challenging. Talk to me a little bit about kind of what a schedule would look like in a day for a student.
Well, it depends on the grade level. Students work independently through lessons and also interact with their teachers and classmates during our what we call live lessons. We offer the students opportunities to socialize with each other in those live lesson sessions, which are live and in real time. We also have field trips and things like that. Right now they're virtual, but in a normal year where we're not doing the COVID thing, mm-hmm. we have many field trips where we have face-to-face events and students and teachers and learning coaches all can collaborate and friendships are made and bonds are formed. It's wonderful. We love the fact that we have the flexible scheduling. We have some students who are athletes or actors, and they need to be able to take their laptop wherever they're at doing their mm-hmm. their sport or whatever they're doing, and they have that flexibility to still get a completely high-quality education no matter where they are.
So this may be a naive question because, again, I'm new back here, but you have someone in the academy and they want to play sports. Where do they play sports?
They can play sports at their zoned school.
Okay.
And they can actually use that as a PE credit with us if they're using that activity part. Yeah,
I love it. And so they're not going to an online school, whether there's COVID or not, they still can participate in their local sports. And how about drama and some of that too?
Absolutely.
If someone
wants to get into those types of things, we also offer a lot of clubs and activities.
Mm-hmm.
We back to that social emotional piece. We have a meditation club, and I think that sometimes in the crazy world we live in, we just need to stop and reflect on our feelings and how we're doing. And those types of things really do help in the big picture.
Well, and I'm thinking of my foster adopted daughter and how important that emotional support was when she went back to school after getting some treatment with some of the stuff she was dealing with. That having that counselor connection was really important in her education. And sounds like your school has done real well looking at this whole student and that success all the way around. I'm so excited to have you here. We're going to be back after this, friends. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and I want to remind you that starting Monday, we have a big program change. Yes, at 6 a.m. will be Jeff again with Political Coffee until 7. And then from 7 to 9 will be Brian Kilmeade Live, and then myself at 9. At 10 a.m. is Charlie Kirk. And then he goes until noon, Sean Hannity, and then Mark Levin. So you want to make sure that you put that in your mind when you tune in on Monday. Then I'll be moving till 9 a.m. And we're really excited. We're going to have 12 hours of call-in talk radio. It's going to be a wonderful time. And I'm continuing to encourage people to call our governor's office just to say, hey, it's time to open up Oregon. And so we're continuing on that on our community calendar, keeping that continuing, in a sense, awareness of what's going on. And the good news is last night I got to have dinner inside an actual restaurant and sit down, and it was felt so good. I mean, all those times that even in February when we had no electricity, I didn't have electricity for 12 days. That was huge. And many of people didn't have electricity. Fortunately, we had friends we were able to stay with, but, you know, several people could have at least not gone to restaurants inside during the day. And so now that's not an issue. They're opened up, and certainly we are on the other side. And one of the things this last year with our schooling, everything upended, completely upended. And teachers who have been going to work every day, brick and mortar, you know, this is what they do for years and years, suddenly they had to become high-tech trying to teach their classroom online and all of that. And so there was a lot of new skills learned last year. But the interesting thing has been the charter schools and this, how Oregon has allowed these charter schools to open up. I absolutely love this idea. And I've got Angie Smith here in the studio with me. And Angie, we've just been kind of working through some of these questions that I have, being new back to Oregon, kind of learning this. You know, some parents are like, I can never homeschool. I can't do it. I can't figure out the curriculum. I don't want to do it. You know, I'm not called to do it. But a lot of parents this year had no choice. They had to figure it out because their kids are at home and figure out their schedule. You guys were ahead of the curve with the charter school. Tell me a little bit about, even you shared a little bit about your daughter and how she's dealt with the school and anxiety. How'd you help her through that, and how is that panning out now today?
Well, it's good for parents to have options. For my daughter, freshman and sophomore year at a regular bricks and mortar school, she was experiencing anxiety and wasn't really enjoying her experience. And we looked into an online school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, full-time online education is not for every student, but it can be a good fit for many children. And in my daughter's case, she just thrived. She excelled. She's a very self-motivated person, and she just took to this curriculum and was able to, you know, turn her D's into A's. Mm-hmm. And she has since gone on to get her master's degree, and she has said that this has prepared her in many ways for that self-motivation piece, and for the structure of this type of education has really been, you know, helpful for her.
Well, when you talk about schooling, and I remember going back to school, there's always like the bullies, there's the, you know, you don't fit in, or if you're not wearing the right clothes. And I don't know if going to a brick and mortar school, if those are some of the issues now. Certainly, I know they're working on trying to alleviate bullying and things, but kids still, they feel, if they're being bullied or intimidated or they're scared or have anxiety going to school, this is a solution even prior to COVID, right? And tell me a little bit about that.
Exactly. Well, this is something that Connections Academy Online School offers, and we've been doing well for years. Even prior to the COVID thing, we've had students coming to us who have experienced bullying, or students who maybe possibly might have ADHD or are hard time concentrating in the school with all the distractions and all the different parts of the day in a bricks and mortar school where your time is actually not your own and it's kind of wasted. It's not all learning. In this environment, you can kind of customize what your day is going to look like. If you need to sleep in, you can sleep in a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you want to travel with your family to go somewhere or need that flexibility to go to a doctor's appointment, you can do all that. Because the program is self-paced, you do the lessons when you can do them. The only caveat to that is when you would be attending a live lesson, which is just a few hours, you know, here and there. Mm-hmm. It's not all day long. Mm-hmm. So it's a pick and choose type thing. And it's a wonderful program.
Talk to me a little bit about access, because we all know that there's barriers to access. Families can't afford internet. They can't afford computers. They can't afford those kinds of things in the home. Talk to me, how do you overcome those barriers?
Well, because we are a virtual school, we do require the families to have internet. However, there is an internet stipend in some situations, and there's also a computer that is allotted to the families, so mm-hmm. the students can get that internet and computer access that they need to access the education.
That's fantastic, because I remember when my kids were still at home and all these assignments started coming in, I'm like, whoa, we don't even have a computer at our house at this time. And partly it was my protection. I was like, we don't have to be like everybody else. You know, I don't want them having that access, because early on there was a lot of confusion. I didn't know that there are programs you can set up on your computer to protect kids. So you're telling me that the school will provide and help, and there's subsidy and there's ways to get internet and things like that.
Yes, it will. And to alleviate any anxiety on the parents' part, our online learning management system is completely a closed environment. So someone who is not a part of our Connections Academy system cannot access anything with webmails or mm-hmm. any kind of information. So it's a secure system.
Well, and I guess when you talk about these school classrooms, I always think about the kid too in the class who would be the disruptor, you know, and he would get sent down to the office and things like that. I mean, it changes the whole dynamics of all of that. You're the counselor, you're the director of counseling. Talk to me a little bit about that. Like, if a teacher identifies a student that isn't logging on, isn't, you know, what's your process to pull them back in and make sure that they get the attention that they need?
We actually have an intervention specialist who is really adept at making sure that these students know, first of all, that those relationships need to be built first. We are actually training our whole staff right now on the social emotional learning piece, so that the teachers all know that in order for any kind of learning to take place, a significant relationship has to exist first between the students and the teachers. And so that's what we do first, is we call them up and say, hey, how are things going today? What's going on in your world? Instead of saying, oh, Johnny, you have a missing assignment. Instead of that, we talk about the whole student and what's going on. After all that and the relationship's been built, then we can talk about academics.
I love it. And so then, like, at the end of the year comes graduation, right? So talk to me about what that looks like, a graduation ceremony. What does that look like?
Well, I guess it depends. This year's a little bit different, mm-hmm. but normally we would have a big celebration and have everyone, parents and learning coaches and everyone involved, teachers, everyone involved there. We may have to do a virtual ceremony this year. We mm-hmm. are not sure what that looks like at this point.
Yeah, everything we know to be normal, right, has been completely changed. And I'm thinking ahead, you know, one of the beautiful things about coming back to Salem is running into my classmates that I went to high school with and have been back for reunions and things like this. I think forward 20, 25 years, and what does that virtual reunion or, you know, that reunion look like? And hearing the success, because you've laid down a foundation of where we're going in technology that these students can really, like your daughter has done. Now, she's a great online learner and getting her master's degree because of the tools she learned here in a charter school. How are you funded again?
We are a charter school that's mm-hmm. just funded with public education.
Okay, and do you have like parent committees or PTA type things that kids?
We do have a school board. Yes,
a mm-hmm. school board. Okay, that's awesome. And so you have an info night. Like I think we might have stirred some interest. You know, there's no cost because it's a part of the public school system. Parents may be frustrated in the brick and mortar trying to figure that out, or even maybe they're not sure about going back a couple days a week face to face. How do they find out more about you?
Absolutely. So parents that are considering making a change for next fall should just do their homework and do what's best for their student. There's lots of various different schools that they can do, but if they're interested in us, they can check out our website, WillametteConnectionsAcademy.com. There's several information sessions coming up. In fact, there's one tonight at 6 p.m. with our school leader, Chris Long. So tune into that.
Oh, I think that's great. And so I encourage people to go ahead and go online and check it out. And certainly it would be fun to get testimonies of the students. Like, you're probably tracking that or training. You know, I could see advertisement in the future. Like, I went to the charter school and it made me who I am today. You know, I see like this visual of them sharing and even coming back and mentoring, or maybe even teaching, becoming a teacher and coming back in this same format. I love the fact that they can be anywhere.
Yeah.
And when you talk about COVID and what had happened this last year, again, I say the silver lining in it is parents have been more engaged in the process. They're more aware of what the kids are learning and supportive of the school. I would hope the teachers are feeling the support. Now, your academy itself is all online, so there's not a physical element of that, but you really work at integrating that personal touch. What does a day look like for you in your day-to-day work in there?
No 2 days are the same, I have to tell you. They vary very much. Some days I am participating in, you know, live lessons with my students. Some days I'm on the phone with students. Some days I'm texting students. Other days I'm popping into another teacher's live lesson. A lot of times I am looking at different ways to make things better. I meet with my team members and we go through different things. Just yesterday we were discussing that on NPR there was an article that came out that nearly one third of parents may stick with remote learning even after this COVID crisis is over. And I think that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's such flexibility, you know, and
yeah.
I think one of the things that I know when I was a kid that I valued was coming home at the end of the day. Of course, we didn't have all the technology and everything and everybody on their phone. Coming home, my mom would make the dinner. We'd sit around the table and we'd debrief about our day, right? And then get into doing our homework and all of those kinds of things. One of the things I've heard from parents this year, even with the online and trying to figure it out at home, is that community back at home around the table. doing their homework, you know, all of that. So we've really kind of, in a sense, a reset, but also we've moved ahead in technology. And if you've got a parent, if you're a parent or you're a grandparent and you're really interested in this information, is there a phone number? Because sometimes our listeners remind me, you know, we don't have online, you know, what if you could find me a phone number perhaps that they could call too, because that is something I'm realizing. When we come back from this break, we'll find that phone number and we'll get it to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. Ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. If you're thinking about buying or selling or upgrading, any of those things, Dave and Paige can help you. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. Continuing the conversation this morning, Willamette Connections Academy, or WILCA. Is that W-I-L-L-C-A? Is that is a unique tuition-free online public school for K-12 students across Oregon. And we're having so much fun talking with Angie Smith this morning. And Angie, we were looking for a phone number right before last segment of where people can call in. So, you know, because there's grandmas and grandpas that listen and they might not be online or have a smartphone and they want to get this information for their children who may not be aware of that. What's the phone number?
Absolutely, Stacey Ann. So it's a 1-888-478-9474.
Excellent. Now, we may have some parents that are thinking, okay, well, we're talking a lot about parent involvement and stuff, and I have five kids, and I remember there were a point where my teenagers, you know, didn't really want me in their business a little bit, you know, give me my space, that kind of thing. They'd go and shut the door and, you know, do their homework. They didn't want to do it at the kitchen table. You know, do you have to be a hands-on parent in this process? Talk to me a little bit about that. Is there a big part of doing school through the charter school this way?
Well, I think it depends once again on the grade level. For, you know, the kinder students, they're going to need more hand-holding mm-hmm. from their parents, of course. But by the time a student is in middle school or high school, their parents can still be out of the house during the day doing their job, and then they can come home and check and see how the student is doing. Many parents have found that they have a front row seat in viewing how their student is doing now and how their student actually learns. They've learned things about their own student that they didn't know prior to having this program presented to them. So they've seen a lot of light bulb moments in this process of being so highly involved in their student's education. So as far as time commitment goes, being a learning coach, you are involved in your student's education, but it's not like you have to be a helicopter parent and be there every second. You can allow your student that freedom and flexibility to, you know, be responsible for their own schedule. And that's what teaches those wonderful skills that they're going to need throughout their lives.
And when we talk about the social emotional learning of a student, part of that, and sometimes even prior to COVID-19 and kind of the talk against homeschooling is, oh, I'm worried about the socialization of my child. Talk to us again and remind us that these kids interact with each other online. There is that element, right?
Absolutely. And keep mm-hmm. in mind, this is not homeschooling. This is online school mm-hmm. with a group of highly certified teachers who understand the needs of their students. And we do offer a lot of opportunities. We have clubs and activities. We have live lessons. And once the world opens up back again, we're going to be having a lot of field trips.
Yay.
We have a lot of social interaction. And we have a lot of students who are finding they have things in common with other students that they didn't know that, you know, other students are in the same situation they are. So we have a lot of camaraderie, a lot of friendships being made this year.
That's incredible. And so we may even have someone listening who's a teacher and they're wanting to know, maybe how do I get involved? How do I find out about working in this system? Maybe they like this idea and we've stirred something up there, or they're thinking about moving to Oregon and they want to be involved. Where do they go for that information to get engaged?
We have a Connections Academy website, and mm-hmm. we are in almost all of the 50 states, but the Oregon Connections Academy schools are wonderful. And so I would you know, have them check out the Connections Academy site.
And is that kind of what you did? You had a friend tell you, about the opening and how you were brought to Salem. Talk to me about being here in Salem. What do you love about Salem so far?
I love the beauty here. It's so green and beautiful, and I love the mist in the air. It's just a beautiful place. I'm excited to be back in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, well, we're blessed to have you here, and certainly I know the school is blessed to have you and all of your training, and you have a specialty in trauma and things like that, which interests me because I have a background in working in crisis and things like that. Now, there's an info night, friends, I want to tell you tonight, and if you know somebody, I encourage you to share this podcast with them. In fact, this link will be produced and up on the website this afternoon at KSLM.news. Share the podcast, share the information, pass it forward. And when we talk about moving forward beyond COVID-19, what's the future of online learning? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, let me first give you the information for tonight's info session.
Yes, do that. Chris
Long, our school leader, will be doing an info session tonight. And you go to WillametteConnectionsAcademy.com/events. And it's at 6 p.m. tonight, and we hope to see many of you there.
Awesome. And when we think about beyond this year to the forward with online learning, talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, what's exciting is that Willamette Connections Academy, we are growing in leaps and bounds. We have a group of teachers that are trained and continually learning how to improve their processes. We have a very wonderful online learning management system called Connexus that is highly robust. It's got just the right amount of rigor. And what's great about it is it's customizable. So some teachers can take the lesson and completely modify it so that it will fit the needs of that student's individual needs.
One of the things running through my head right now is a term that we haven't heard for a while, and it certainly was that we heard a lot during the Bush administration, No Child Left Behind. And here's something that I really think with this customized individual school plan. It really, I mean, yes, you have all these students, but you're really able to direct the needs of each student. No child is left behind. I love that because even here, having graduated from the public school system here, Salem-Keizer school system, no one talked to me about college. Do you know that? It wasn't until I won a scholarship that I didn't apply for, that I didn't, because I was from a working family. None of my family had gone to college. Had I had more of that, and I was I got awards and scholarships and stuff. I was very active. I just don't think they knew I had a financial need. They didn't know my, beyond what I showed up and had my happy face on, you know, at school. My brother was 2 weeks out from graduating from, and found out he was a credit short. And that caused a lot of drama and anxiety. And so I love that the No Child is Left Behind. You guys are really working hard with the families, with each child to address their needs. And kudos to you all for doing that. Give the website to people to get involved.
Thank you. So for tonight's info session, it's WillametteConnectionsAcademy.com/events. And if you just want to check out Wilka, we call it Wilka.
Wilka's I love it.
Site, it's just WillametteConnectionsAcademy.com.
Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up here?
Oh, I just feel like this is the future of education. This is an exciting world to be in right now, you know. And I think that some families will find that this is the perfect place for their student. And for that parental involvement, it's wonderful to be a part of your student's education.
I love it. And I appreciate you sharing your morning with us. Again, if you want to give them a phone call, 1-888-478-9474, WillametteConnectionsAcademy.com/events. Find out what's going on, get involved, share with your coworkers, your friends and family. Thank you for taking your time to be here this morning today.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Salem. You're a wonderful addition.
Thank you.
Yes. Have you gotten to the coast yet?
Yes, I love the
coast. Do you have a favorite spot?
Probably the Tillamook Cheese Factory. We go there.
Uh-huh.
We love Seaside and we love Cannon Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Lincoln City. I could go on.
On and on. There isn't a bad spot. That's
there's not
the
beautiful a bad spot.
Part,
it's so
part.
Beautiful.
Yes, and I am missing the ocean. I think I'm going to get over there this weekend. And so that's the beautiful thing about Oregon is we have great places, great faces, and we're all working together to make it better. And so thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for bringing solutions for our children and for our families here in Oregon. WillametteConnectionsAcademy.com/events. Again, give them a call, 888-478-9474. Will you come and give us an update on how things are going as we move towards the fall?
I would love to. That would be great.
That
thank
would be
you.
Fantastic. Well, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you, friends, for tuning in today. Have a fantastic day. And remember, you and I, we can make a difference, and we are making our community better. God bless you, and God bless the USA.